So then we move on to the AI trials. And of course, these are the largest trials involving almost 30,000 women. It's important to point out that the only trial here that included women who were premenopausal at diagnosis was MA17. All of the other trials restricted enrollment to patients who were postmenopausal at the time of diagnosis. And the relevant trial to address the question that Neil asked me to address, or the largest of the trials, is of course the IES trial, again, only conducted in women who were postmenopausal at the time of diagnosis, and which compared the continuation of tamoxifen versus the substitution of exemestane, and as you know, showed a substantial benefit associated with the crossover strategy. So I'll be interested to see what you all think about this, but this is how I think about these issues. So if we're first thinking about the upfront situation, we have a woman who is premenopausal, who has a premenopausal level of estrogens. If she either has ovarian suppression as a result of chemotherapy or oophorectomy or the administration of an LHRH agonist, her estrogen levels go down. We have reason to believe at that point in time that there is, number one, clinical benefit associated with that endocrine change, and two, that if you add tamoxifen, there is probably more clinical benefit. Now, of course, the issue of ovarian suppression plus an AI is being addressed in SOFT and TEXT, but I think that there actually is at least some reason to be concerned that this could possibly be an inferior strategy, and this is how I would think about a premenopausal woman who's receiving an AI. So we have this woman who has a high level of estrogens in the premenopausal state. The estrogen levels go down after she receives ovarian suppression, and then adding an AI at that point and in one fell swoop taking a woman down to extremely low levels of estrogen may be of added benefit. It's also possible that taking those two steps down is in fact no better than a single step. And of course, from a toxicity standpoint, as I think we're learning from both TEXT and SOFT, for those of you who have enrolled patients on it, what I think of is that deep plunge into not only menopause, but menopause plus AI is a pretty tough maneuver for most of these patients. So in premenopausal women, as an upfront strategy, I actually would strongly argue against doing ovarian suppression and an AI outside of a clinical trial.